Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, December the 10th, 2013, along with my ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the program. We're live 12:04 to 1 each weekday here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show. In other words, we make it very easy for you to hear the program anywhere at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And then along with our podcasts at TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com, and of course on my website, you can really hear the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Getting underway on this noon hour, we'll talk with longtime Tucson Economic Development Advocate Larry Hecker. Mr. Hecker has some ideas for jump-starting the area's economy. 20 minutes past the hour, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. And Shelley's with me in studio already. How's the market doing? Up, down?
Down and downing even more as the day goes on.
Okay, we'll find out more from Shelley. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with the musical director at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church. Will be the scene of an ambitious musical undertaking early in the new year. We'll tell you all about that. And we'll close out the show with Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show Consumer Affairs Contributor. And we invite you, of course, to join us on Facebook, where we now have over 3,000 friends of the show. We're easy to find at Bill Buckmaster on Facebook. And our live line number, 790-2040, if you have a question or comment for Larry Hecker. Larry would be happy to entertain the questions and comments. Let's welcome now Tucson attorney Larry Hecker, who has been active in economic and technology development, including Desert Angels, Tech Launch Arizona, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership. Larry articulated several reasons to be optimistic when it comes to economic development in a recent Arizona Daily Star op-ed piece. Larry, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks.
It's good to have you on the program, and let's talk about some of those points you were articulating in the op-ed piece. There is so much negativity these days, seems like, surrounding Tucson, people comparing Tucson to Detroit and other places, calling it a city that really can't get it together. Why are you optimistic, Larry Hecker?
Well, Bill, I wouldn't say that I'm optimistic. I think what I'd prefer to say is that I think we don't have to settle for mediocrity. But it also means that we have to be proactive and collaborative. We can't just sit idly by and wait for good things to happen. Having said that, though, we do have potential. We do have the resources at our disposal to create a more optimistic attitude toward the future.
But as far as you would say, you're not optimistic then about our economic development, or?
Well, I'm not optimistic in the sense that we have to take action. We have to do something about it. But we do have the potential. But we just can't sit idly aside and do nothing. We have to work for it.
You pointed out a couple of items that that really could contribute to making this a more vibrant economic development location. You talk about Tech Launch Arizona. You talk about downtown revitalization. You talk about capital formation. And fourthly, an entrepreneurial ecosystem. Elaborate a little bit on those points for us, Larry.
Well, looking at it from a broader standpoint, I think a solid economic development strategy includes not just the attraction of new jobs, but the creation of new jobs. And if we're going to create new jobs, we need ideas, we need a skilled workforce, and we need capital. And we have those three available if we just put them to work. Ideas, I mean, we've got a tremendous idea factory at the University of Arizona. It's one of the country's leading research institutions, and the technologies that they're developing have tremendous commercial potential if we can just translate them into the marketplace. And that's what TechLaunch Arizona was set up to do. I think they finally have it together, both to identify technologies and then work with the scientists to get those ideas into the marketplace. But ideas alone won't do it. We need a skilled and diverse workforce. And I think the university, again, is important for that. But we also have other resources available that we can put to work to that purpose. But once having created that workforce, we have to keep them there. And I think that's where downtown plays a vital role, just retaining and attracting the workforce we need to put these ideas to work. And finally, capital. And I think we have some very promising results in terms of finding the capital needed for technology-based, knowledge-based companies to start up and launch and grow.
Is it a mistake, Larry, to compare Tucson to Phoenix?
Well, it is in some sense. We don't have the same air service they do. We don't have the same industrial base currently that they do. At the same time, we do have the university that I think, not to be parochial, produces a lot of tremendous technology, great ideas. But I think we can still work with Phoenix to take advantage of the resources we have.
You and I have been talking about economic development since I arrived in town in 1988. At the time when I came to town, I think you were actually head at one time of what, something similar to TRIO? What was that, Larry?
That was the Greater Tucson Economic Council, GTEC.
Yeah, and what is it about Tucson that folks have a tendency to say, oh, it can't be done, or they don't give the area enough credit? What is it about those of us living here?
Well, just Bill, and we've seen this over in 1988. I think part of the problem has been our success and how we have been successful. We seem to be able to come together and collaborate and cooperate when times are rough, but in the good times, we sort of forget about what it was like when we were desperate, and we go back to a strong economy that's unfortunately built on real estate and growth and extractive industries, and we lose sight of the sustainability, the need for sustainability when it comes to job creation and job retention.
You know, we've been talking for years about workforce development. Is that the most important thing that folks look for when they look to relocate in a community?
I don't think that's the sole. I mean, that's certainly a factor. What we have going for us that many of the areas that are experiencing high growth now don't have, and that's quality of life. That's one of the things that we've been able to always have to attract companies and attract a skilled workforce. So workforce training is important, but I think quality of life and protecting that quality of life is equally as important.
Downtown, you've always been a big advocate, as long as I've known you, Larry Hecker, for downtown. You took an old home, and I believe it in the downtown area, and made it into your office a long time ago. I'm not sure if you're still at that location, but you've always believed in downtown. Did you ever think you would see it have this kind of resurgence?
Well, I've always hoped for it. When I first started practicing law 40 years ago, downtown was the epicenter of this community. You didn't go anywhere if you needed anything except downtown, and then gradually that deteriorated. But it is now seeing a resurgence, and it's just so exciting what's happened in the last 3 years downtown, and the future is as promising. You need a reservation to get a table at a restaurant now on most every night downtown, and that to me suggests that there's some real vibrancy that is long overdue.
You know, even the naysayers will, I think everybody can agree on one thing, that really jobs are the key to making this a very vibrant community. How do we what's the Larry Hecker solution to bringing more job growth to the area?
Well, I think it's focusing on the industries where we have some particular strengths. A lot of these are the technologies that are being generated at the university. And I think it's not just jobs, but I think we need skilled and semi-skilled jobs, building on the strengths that we have here, whether it's aerospace, defense, or optics. These are all industries that have tremendous potential. And I think focusing on those and building on those is what we need to be doing.
And I asked you to talk a little bit about comparing Phoenix. What about when you hear people compare us to Detroit? What goes through your mind?
Oh, that's laughable. I mean, that's nonsense. We've got so many more things going for us than a community like Detroit. But you know, some people just like to focus on the negative and highlight the negative, and instead of looking at the positive and the potential that we have and pursuing the potential.
All right, coming up now on 12:15. Rose, do we have time? We can work a quick question in for Larry Hecker. Matthew, go ahead. We're real tight on time, Matthew.
Larry, what can Tucson learn from the Apple going to Mesa? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, and I think what he's referring to is Apple just announced a large operation in Mesa. Well, I think it holds out some hope in some respects, because Mesa has a lot of the same things that we have. I think it represents some optimism, because if Mesa can do it, certainly we can do the same thing.
Okay, Larry Hecker, thank you very much. I hope you and yours have a great holiday season, a wonderful holiday. Larry, thank you.
All right, Bill. Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot. Larry Hecker with us on the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday edition, we've got Shelley Fishman coming up next. We're going to talk about kind of year-end economic forecast. That's with Shelley as we continue on the Buckmaster Show.
To visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they save money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And speaking of recommendations, I can give a recommendation, and it's to Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, how are you? How's your week going so far?
Week is going well, Bill. How about yours?
Very well, thanks. And your LPL Financial, kind of your, how do you characterize it?
They're my broker-dealer.
Your broker-dealer.
Right.
Okay, that's the proper way to put it. They are out with their kind of year-end forecast.
Exactly. Yeah. They do this every year. Last year, if you'll recall, they got it completely wrong.
Yes, I do remember that.
You low were up single in, digits.
And, you were up and, in Phoenix when you called us.
I was, and I said I didn't believe it.
Came out with a really low.
They pulled me lower than I probably would have otherwise been. I said 12 to 14. Looks like we're going to end up at around 20 percent on the Dow. Let's just review that forecast again. I also said we'd see growth in the 2.5 to 3% range. We're going to see growth about 2% this year. We lost about a half point in growth because of both the sequester and the shutdown of the government. So those things have cost us and cost us growth in GDP. I said that unemployment would be down around 7%. Guess what? We're down around 7%. So so we're pretty good there, and we'll have by all measures of investing performance, we will have a very, very good year. LPL is saying that in the coming year they really believe in – I want to use their phrase because it's interesting. I hadn't heard it before. They said that we would be more independent from policymakers in 2014 than in 2013. And that's a polite way of saying the government's going to get out of the way. The federal government is not going to do a shutdown. We're not going to see uncertainty created by not raising the debt ceiling or that kind of thing.
Which is good for investors.
And therefore – The performance of business will determine the performance of the economy and the performance of markets.
So if you can take away that uncertainty that had been kind of
one of the
players in the background. Yeah.
So what LPL is saying is we're going to see low double digits, 10 to 15% overall returns on equities. We're going to see flat returns on bonds, which is probably pretty accurate because as interest rates go up, the price of the bonds goes down and they could even out a little bit. Though I believe some of that is already kind of cooked in. So I think we're going to see low returns on bonds, not flat. And they're thinking 3% growth in GDP. 3% growth in GDP is, I think, at the upper level of what most economists are looking at for next year.
Most have been saying 1.5 to 2%.
Well, we're seeing some of that, but the reason they're saying that is fear of what the government might do. And if the government stays out of the way, then 2.5 to 3% is very, very possible, and I think that's where we're headed. And I think we'll see unemployment down in the 6.5. To 7% range, maybe even a little bit lower than that, and all of that has an effect on the decisions that the Fed will make regarding continuing two things. Number one, the QE2 quantitative easing, which is they're purchasing bonds in order to keep long-term rates down, and the other thing is interest rates themselves. Interest rates right now that the Fed regulates, or the overnight rate, is as close to zero as it can get. And the chairman, Bernanke, has said that he'll keep it there until unemployment is down in the 6.5% range. It's very likely that his successor, Janet Yellen, will be even more aggressive with stimulus than Bernanke. And therefore, it's unlikely that we're going to see, we're seeing some speculation about even this month, the Fed easing off on their QE2 or QE3. Don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll give Janet a chance to kind of get ensconced and as chairman before they change policy. As far as interest rates are concerned, I think at least throughout 2014, we're going to see those interest rates remain very, very low.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan has a question he's curious about. What is LPL? Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm a little confused. I've been thinking about calling you, but I've really never heard anyone advertise on the radio as you do, and I don't understand if this is your personal business or do you work for LPL? And if you do work for LPL, why is it important for your designations and
okay.
so forth?
Okay, so for all financial advisors who trade equities or bonds or other things, those kinds of products for their clients, you need to be aligned with and you need to be part of an organization that's called a broker-dealer. And the broker-dealer is the one who actually provides you with all the technical support that you need to place those trades. They also actually do the trading. They are the ones who have the seats on the exchanges, and they're the place where stocks and bonds are held in street name for the clients, etc. So that if you're going to be a financial advisor that does trading, now you can be a financial advisor that doesn't do trading, just gives advice, but if you're going to do trading, then you have to be aligned with a broker-dealer. LPL is my broker-dealer. They are the largest independent broker-dealer. By independent, I mean they're not a wirehouse. They don't manufacture products of their own. They simply allow their broker-dealers to trade in the products that they have approved, and that's a very, very large segment of the products that are available in the marketplace. Dan, was that helpful?
I think that is very helpful, actually, because people might have been wondering what the heck is LPL, and you just explained
it. And some other broker-dealers out there are Schwab, for instance, Ameriprise, Ameritrade, certainly Merrill Lynch. Those are broker-dealers, and there's discount dealers like Ameritrade. You have the wirehouses like Merrill Lynch, and you have the independents like LPL. But they all provide a very similar service to their advisors, which is to provide the gateway for us to perform the tasks we need to perform for our clients, and in return they also provide us with research and the access through websites, etc., to the research and the information that we need to do our jobs.
And for Dan and all the others, the designation after Shelley's name, Certified Financial Planner, is very important.
Yes, thank you. And that's independent from LPL.
In
other words, you can be a Certified Financial Planner and be aligned with any of the broker-dealers in the galaxy.
Well, now that we know a little bit about LPL and you, where can people get a hold of you?
Best way to contact me is either through my website, shellyfishman.com, or your website, buckmastershow.com, and hit the contact us, and I return those calls right away.
Okay, thank you so much. Shelly, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. They came from all over the world to celebrate Nelson Mandela's life. Leaders and dignitaries flocked to a stadium in Johannesburg for today's memorial service, as did tens of thousands of people from across South Africa. In his remarks, President Obama said Mandela risked everything for his beliefs. A Texas woman pleaded guilty today to sending ricin-laced letters to President Obama and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. It was a plea deal that her attorney said would cap prison time at 18 years. The Labor Department says U.S. employers advertised the most job openings in more than 5 years in October, and the number of people quitting also reached a five-year high. A snowstorm moving across the Appalachians and the Mid-Atlantic region forced school closures and a partial shutdown of the federal government here in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow down by 40. This is SRN News.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small, mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Well, music lovers, please mark your calendars in big red letters for Saturday, January 11th at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church for two performances of Amahl and the Night Visitors, presented by St. Philip's in the Hills, Friends of Music. Amahl is the story of a crippled poor boy transformed after meeting the three kind, three kings, excuse me, on their way to see the Holy Child. This is a fully staged production with professional singers and orchestra that will inspire and delight the entire family. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Usug Kang, St. Philip's in the Hills musical director. Usug, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Good to see you. No, thank you.
This is a very ambitious undertaking. Was this kind of your genesis of putting Amahl together? Is this your idea?
No, actually, the really surprising thing about St. Philip's is that we have a lot of wonderful professional musicians who are members. And when we were planning the next season for Friends of Music, this actually came up. And it really amazed me how many musicians were so passionate about this production. And they showed a lot of enthusiasm. And we actually saw an opportunity to be able to do this. And so all of us and Friends of Music got together and supported.
The arts community, I think, can be very thankful that you are in the Tucson area. You've got a really fantastic background as a young musician. Tell us a bit about yourself, Usug.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I'm originally from South Korea. I was born there, and then whole family moved to New Zealand when I was about 14. So I had a very strong music education in New Zealand, which actually kind of based on the English style of music education. And then I moved to U.S. to do my master's at Yale, and then I'm completing my doctorate in music at Indiana University. Now I'm in Tucson. So it has been an interesting experience living in many different places. But I really must say the community of Tucson has been so welcoming. So it's really great to be here.
Friends of Music has a rich tradition in this community. For those who are not familiar with Friends of Music at St. Philip's, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Friends of Music is a ministry that within St. Philip's that has a clear mission statement of enriching people's cultural musical experiences by putting concerts. And not only that, they actually offer wonderful opportunities for scholarships, commissions, education. So this has been a very strong ministry for St. Philip's for many years. And then we engage with a lot of local music organizations as well as local musicians. So it's been a very active, wonderful group within St. Philip's.
Amahl and the Night Visitors is really going to be, as I mentioned at the beginning, an ambitious undertaking. It will be a full production in the main body of the church.
In the main body of the church, which is a beautiful sanctuary. Mm-hmm. I think many people have visited.
Gorgeous.
Really, yeah. Yes, really love the area. And right now, I believe the stage has been all made. And we just, after Christmas and after New Year's, we'll actually fit the stage into the actual main part of the church. So people will be able to experience the wonderful acoustic architectural space of the St. Philip's as well as the full stage.
And why was this particular production, chosen as a vehicle?
Well, I think this production not only has a great meaning for a lot of the musicians who really wanted to put this on, but the whole component of the outreach was very attractive as well. The idea of the story of this young boy offering his own crutch and getting healed, this idea of forgiveness and repentance and sharing, all these great messages get shared through the production. And we really saw a great opportunity to be able to share this with the community. This kind of production, we are really hoping to invite a lot of the after-school music families and teachers and Imago Day School into our dress rehearsal. And we really believe that this cultural experience for them to attend this full dress rehearsal, especially for the after-school music kids where they feel comfortable in St. Philip's, will be a great event for them.
Will this be a ticket event? How do people get more information?
It'll be a donation based, just like most of our events. And the best way to look at the information is our new website, which is friendsofmusictucson.org.
Usag Kang is with us. He is the music director at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church. We're talking about Amal and the Night Visitors, which will be performed two performances, 4:30 in the afternoon, then an evening performance Saturday evening, January 11th, in the main body of the church. This is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be quite a production. Usag, what about the acoustics in St. Philip's, a church that dates back to 1936? It's such a lovely interior. As a musician, how do you find the acoustic environment?
I think the environment in St. Philip's is more than just sounds. It actually creates that overall ambience for the audiences that actually comes in. It's just not the sound, but the combination of the visual and the sound. So normal Sunday services, you'll get the full effect of the organ and the choir combined with the view of the mountains and the church. And for Amal, you'll get the this beautiful, famous architecture combined with all the music that will be surrounding the whole church. Having a full orchestra will really pack the whole church with a lovely sound. So I think the experience that you will have will be quite amazing.
And the Friends of Music, there's a full calendar for the new year? And the best way to be to go to the
is
the, to
website.
The website.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and how are these events paid for?
They are basically paid through donors. We are actively searching for people who like to donate money as a part of the ministry that all the members of the Friends of Music really believe in. Finding good donors who will be happy to participate in these concerts, because not only we need musicians to put on performances, we need people who also appreciate and enjoy. And a lot of our audiences are very warm, very supportive people who just love what we put on. And they have shown strong support. And just like everything else in Amal, we'll be searching for those strong enthusiasm.
How about the casting? I know we touched briefly on there is really a fine community of professional musicians in Tucson and at St. Philip's.
Oh, it's quite amazing.
Members of the congregation.
Right. It's remarkable for me. I mean, it was very obvious to me when I came to my interview for my job how many professional musicians are in St. Philip's. And one thing that quickly came to my mind was that not only they really value the high-quality music that we have in St. Philip's historically, these are musicians who really want to offer their talents and gifts to the community. And that just really creates a very warm environment and very supportive group of people that I get to work together, which is very, very exciting.
And the young people, you mentioned that young people would be probably coming to some of the rehearsals, but that's been a big outreach of St. Philip's in the Hills, teaching young musicians.
Right. We have two distinctive different programs. We have a church youth choir, St. Nicholas, where they do their own outreach by singing carols in the retirement communities and singing at the Christmas tree lighting events and things like that. And at the same time, we have after-school music program, which is an outreach program where we offer homework help, free music lessons, supervised music practices, choir times. We actually have about 50 volunteers who Wow. just come in, work with these kids and just love these kids. And these children mainly come from our local neighborhood schools, Rio Vista and Holloway. And we offer them this wonderful program 4 days of the week. We really believe it's not just about music. It's about the experience and growth that we can actually really provide to these children. And Amal will be a wonderful, wonderful experience with them.
Well, thank you very much, Usag Kang. He is the St. Philip's in the Hills musical director. Thank you very much, Usag.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
We've been talking about St. Philip's in the Hills Friends of Music community offering Amal and the Night Visitors two performances, 4:30 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening, Saturday, January 11th at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church. The best way to find out more, to the website friendsofmusictucson.org.
We want to change the way you think about an art gallery. This is Diana Medeiros inviting you to join this radio station and me at Medeiros Gallery this Thursday, anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. for the KVOI-KCEE Holiday Shopping Day. Come enjoy delicious treats from Guini's French Cafe and take advantage of all the holiday specials just for our listeners, plus giveaways every hour. Medeiros Gallery truly has something for everyone, from beautiful art that will fill your home with color and joy, to a huge selection of Southwest gifts, including mosaic cowboy boots, Tucson holiday cards, art calendars, and hard-to-find Southwest ornaments. Medeiros Gallery even has mini canvases, something for everyone on your holiday shopping list. So try something new today and come on over. You will be surprised and delighted. I hope to see you this Thursday, December 12th, at Medeiros Gallery at Campbell and Skyline from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Happy holidays from Medeiros Gallery.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just three and a half hours east of Tucson. This holiday season, are you looking to take maybe a little road trip? Well, head over to Silver City. They have what they call a Victorian Christmas going on. They have some fabulous old Victorian homes in historic downtown Silver City. You might want to check it out. The website is southwestnewmexico.org. That's the place for all the listing of the great places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort, southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show once a month. Tom Collier joins us. Tom is one of two dozen contributors to this program, and we call upon Tom to talk about consumer affairs. And this time of year, first of all, Tom, great to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
This time of year, you know what we're going to be talking about, how not to have, what? I guess you could call it a blue February when all your Christmas your charges start coming in.
Exactly, a blue January or a blue February with the Christmas shopping. Well, Bill and I are both virtuous. We've gotten all our shopping done, right?
Not quite. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talk about this every year, and I think most people have a common sense approach to it. If your Christmas is dependent on the kinds of presents that you give, well, you know, there are other things that you can do for Christmas. You can give of yourself. But the important thing is to make a list. Santa does. So you need to make a list and prepare a budget and stick with it. And frankly, if you're buying this year's Christmas presents with next year's money, we'll be probably giving you some advice about January or February.
And one of the things you've talked about is just budget a little money every month, really. So when Christmas comes, you've got your little Christmas fund.
Yeah. At the end of July, if you've got your money budgeted, you can go ahead and do your shopping then and not have to worry about being stampeded in Black Friday.
Scam artists love this time of year.
They do, and there's a major alert now about an email scam that's going around making the rounds on the emails. You know, because of the ice storm that we had that has closed the middle portion of the country and the East Coast in recent days, the private airport that FedEx uses in Memphis has been iced in. So it would be logical for people to assume that there are might be some delays in FedEx deliveries and UPS deliveries and USPS, U.S. Postal Service deliveries. So this particular scam is an email which comes to you which says, in essence, that one of these three agencies tried to deliver a package to you. And no one was available to take the package, so it has an attachment which you're supposed to click on to print out an invoice and then take to the nearest FedEx office or UPS office or post office. The problem is if you click on that attachment, it injects a Trojan virus, which is just into your computer and then opens up the door for other things like keystroke trackers and other nasty stuff. And this is legitimate. Normally, I try to avoid these types of warnings, you know, but this one has checked out. It is true. If you get an email which says we tried to deliver a package to you, but no one was home, don't click on the attachment because, first of all, that's not the way that those agencies notify people anyway. Yeah. It's usually a door hanger or a sticker on the front door. They don't use email. So if you get an email which says we tried to deliver a package to you, more than likely it will contain that Trojan virus that you want to avoid clicking on any attachment.
Good advice from Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Tom, what is this Bitcoin, B-I-T, then like the word coin, well, we're hearing so much about?
Well, if it's another source of currency, if you've run out of money, if you run out of good old U.S. cash to buy your Christmas presents with, and you have access to Bitcoin, you can use that. There's been a lot of publicity about it. It's actually been around since around 2009 is when it was first started. It is what is known as a virtual currency, a digital electronic currency that is a lot of interest is being generated in it. If you've ever downloaded music or a movie or legitimately through something called BitTorrent, then you'll understand how this is what's known as a peer-to-peer network, payment network, that supports this digital currency. It's not a piece of paper that you can print out. It's not a coin that you can print out. The way it works is you earn – well, actually, if you want to get involved in it, you can just go to a Bitcoin exchange. It's all on the web. It's all based on the web. You can go to a Bitcoin exchange and just Google it and find out, or you know, use your favorite search engine to find out where an exchange is, and you can exchange real money for it. The way it works is as you set up your computer to generate what are known as blockchains. excuse me for a moment. I'm just getting over a cold. So, Bitcoin is difficult to explain in a real quick summary, but as you have a Bitcoin, it has a specific value. Mm-hmm. And as you own that Bitcoin and exchange it, then that value is the ownership of that particular coin is transferred to someone else.
But somewhere along the line, there's got to be a credit card or something.
No. It's virtual. It's simply based on your trust that this is going to be accepted by other people. But the way a Bitcoin works is if I sell you a Bitcoin or I buy something from you with a Bitcoin, I have my computer and a bunch of other computers set up around the world to verify that particular transaction.
Mm-hmm. So then it is
And that's known as mining. And that's the way new Bitcoin is created. So if I set up my computer to join this peer-to-peer network and I send you a Bitcoin, then this peer-to-peer network makes the mathematical formulations and the mathematical calculations, pardon me, to transfer that Bitcoin from me to you. Hmm. So the thing about Bitcoin is there are only about 1,000 businesses in the U.S. that actually take Bitcoin for payment because it's very difficult to translate it into currency. The Chinese government just last week said, we're not going to allow our citizens to use Bitcoin for transactions. You can still use it for speculation, but you're not going to be able to take Bitcoin and turn it into the Chinese national currency, which is called the renminbi. So that is one of the things which caused the value of Bitcoin to fluctuate enormously. After that Chinese announcement, within 20 minutes, the value of the Bitcoin dropped 22%.
So what's the advantage of a Bitcoin?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. One of the things that Bitcoin is used for is primarily in international transactions from people who live in countries which have unstable currencies or unstable economies. Used a lot in Argentina, used a lot in Cyprus. And I would point out that Bitcoin was also the medium of exchange on the Silk Road websites, which dealt with illegal drugs that were shut down. But that's the bad side of Bitcoin, the dark side of Bitcoin. The upside of Bitcoin, for example, is just last week or 2 weeks ago, a automobile dealership, a Lamborghini dealership in suburban San Francisco out in Silicon Valley, accepted Bitcoin as the medium of exchange for a used Tesla electric automobile. It was 85 Bitcoins. Well, and then the next week the Chinese say you can't use Bitcoins in transactions here, so the value of the payment that they received dropped 22%. I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, it's something that, like as with all investments, if you don't understand what you're getting into, then don't get involved in it.
Yeah, you may not want to get into bitcoins for your holiday shopping coming up. Tom Collier, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Sorry for the cold.
Oh, that's all right. It is that time of year. It's going around. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round commercial and water needs. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5 right here on Voice. Then it's Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, right here on KVOI. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, last minute tax tips. Michael C. Flowers will be with us. Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, CPA. Also, we'll have our monthly segment on companion animal care from Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, talking about some of the dangers around the house with holiday decorations that can be really bad news for your companion animals, your dogs and cats. Some of the things that you have decorating can be really a problem for our four-legged friends. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, we hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.